Welcome back to the Reptiles With podcast. How are you guys doing today?
I'm all right.
All right.
We're in the woods
What's
again.
What's up, brother?
What does that mean?
You don't like any of that? Don't worry about it, sweetheart. That was a fucking butterfly.
You saw that?
Yeah, right on his head. Yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah, on your yellow hat.
Bro,
yeah.
What the fuck is happening?
I don't know, dude.
I think you're a little fruity, bro. I think the butterflies are trying to let us know something about you.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
Know,
it's because of the yellow hat.
So are you guys in tune with what's going on in the rap community right now?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I love
it.
What happened?
I love it.
So the big three are going at it. Well, one of them already pulled out.
Yeah, bro. So pussy. J. Cole pussy for that.
Yeah, yeah. But it got me thinking, what are the big three of the reptile community?
The big three.
Yeah, yeah. Like modern big three today going on right now. Taking over the reptile space. Who do you think is the big three?
Do they have to be alive?
Yes, yes. That's what I'm saying, like, modern right now going on.
Because, like, honestly, it would have been Steve and Brian.
Yeah, yeah. Steven? Who the fuck is Steven?
Steve and Brian.
Yeah,
Steven.
Yeah.
Okay, living right now, that's hard because I don't really...
I mean...
Yeah, like, who do you think is taking over the reptile space? I know that we've had conversations of, like, who our favorite, like, influencers are, but, like...
I think Clint's up there.
Who?
Clint?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Clint. I see Clint. I see Clint staying for a while.
Yeah, yeah, immortal. Taking over the, like, specifically the YouTube space. I don't know what his Instagram looks like.
No, not much, but yeah, yeah. Like, well, in general, I think everybody knows Clint and everybody loves Clint, which is important.
And out of social media, too, he's a professor. He has his own little thing in Utah. Like, he does a lot.
I think Clint's up there for sure. Mind you, I don't watch him, but everybody knows who Clint is. Like, that's it.
What about Adam?
No? I don't think he's there yet.
Okay.
He's up there, though.
He's right. Up, but I don't think he's there, like, top dog
like
yet.
Like, three.
Yeah, top three. I don't think he's top three.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I saw he went live. He's pooping a baby.
Really? Wait, what?
He's pooping a baby.
Wait, who went live? Random.
Adam.
He's going to be a dad?
Yeah.
No way. When did he say that?
He went live a few days ago.
No fucking
Well, congratulations,
way.
Man.
I didn't fucking... I got to send him a message.
Yeah. That's a hard animal.
Congratulations, man. I went on and I was like, you're pooping a baby! And I left.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I'll send him a message.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Yeah. Does that make him the big three?
No. No.
Damn, okay.
I think he's still building up to the to be up there.
Put up that picture.
I think he's still in the process of... You know, there's some people that are in the process. There's some people that are already up. You know,
you're already
up there. Like, you're immortal.
Yeah.
You're just part of it.
So, he actually, before we decide on who the big three is, Adam posted this picture the other day. He was like, should I make these shirts? Look what it is.
Oh, my God.
It's wick sticks and bricks.
Oh, a little bird. A little bird told me a little joke.
Okay, what's the joke? Is this PG? Are we good?
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. Okay, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. So, you know, Adam's having a baby.
Yeah. Okay.
How big is the crib gonna be?
I take offense to that.
Yeah. What do you think the measurements are?
He's gonna live in a 2x10.
No offense. We're just fucking around.
Congratulations.
Live in a PVC. Yeah, congrats, bro.
Yeah. Okay. So
Clint for sure. I'm trying to think. Clint
Chandler.
For sure. Chandler.
One more.
Chandler, just because that's also another person. Chandler is. Different from Clint in the aspect of Clint is very big in the reptile community.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler's big
out of it.
Yeah. Okay. Like Chandler reaches people that the community doesn't reach.
Okay.
So I think that's big. Like if you think like how big Steve Irwin was, he wasn't just in a community. He reached everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It didn't matter what community you were in.
So you would say that somebody like Forrest Galante is not part of that because it's not like reptile community based.
No, Forrest Galante could be part of it, but he's not top three. Like, he's been trying for a very long time to be up there. Now, he's a very smart guy, and he's done a lot of things, but I don't think he's up there like Chandler and some of these other guys.
Got you. What about Eric from Reptiverse?
I feel like
too silly.
Yeah, too silly.
Too silly.
Too silly.
Too silly.
Nah, he's
yeah,
sick
I think
with
Chandler,
the
Clint. Okay, who's the third? Who's the third?
Let me see.
Who's the third? This is hard.
Because he's one of the last dinosaurs left. You could probably say Nerd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because...
Yeah, Kevin still has
it. He was on that same like group of people.
I don't know if he has it.
On the online space? Yo, these bugs are tripping. Yeah, these bugs are tripping me the fuck out.
You have a plant with mad thorns behind you. Be careful. Look at that.
Oh
thing.
Shit.
Yeah.
I feel like that guy just grew there right now.
For me, nerd is just so niche, so small, so yeah. niche. Like okay. he's just very.
But in
small.
The reptile community, that's the thing. Everybody yeah. knows him.
Yeah, within the community.
Yeah, I think we give it the last spot to Kevin.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
He's also somebody like. Clint is somebody that everybody loves.
Okay.
Nerd is not that. You know, nerd is controversial.
But
he's
the
like,
top three have to be universally loved?
Like, if you're going to be at the top, you like J. Cole, Drake, and
yeah, but
Kendrick,
you could be at the top because of how polarizing you are. You can be the top because of how hated you are.
No.
Because you're talked about.
No.
No?
No, not the same. Because then Sam Pruitt will be in the list.
Fuck.
You know what I mean?
Who's the anti-big three right now?
Anti-big
the,
three.
The worst three.
The worst three.
Anti-big three.
We got OTW Exotics. Samson Pruitt in the same conversation. I'm yeah.
Samson Pruitt
sticks.
For sure. Yeah, who's at the bottom? Adam, if you're going to go like that, Adam is mid.
What do you mean?
Because
rest
he's like
peace,
loved
Adam.
And hated at the same time.
No,
he's mid. And no, if we're going to measure like that, like yeah. love and hate, he's mid right now.
Damn. It's because of those damn leopard geckos.
Nah, he's up there.
Yeah,
He's up there. He's not top three, but he's up there.
Okay, anti-big three. Anti-big three is Samson, who just got canceled. There's got to be somebody
that's
gecko
guy.
The gecko guy.
The lemon frost dude.
Oh, yeah, I guess he's in that topic for that.
See, that's
he's so
niche,
small
though.
He doesn't matter he doesn't
know.
Matter much to be hated.
He's the one that gets like
oh
beat
Tarzan.
Up on the first
Tarzan is hated big time in the community
okay.
in the community
he's
yes.
loved outside the
I
community.
Have something to talk about with Tarzan today actually yeah? that we'll do towards the end
okay.
We haven't decided on any of the big threes.
Big three. We already did Clint for sure.
Clint Chandler.
Do we agree on Chandler?
Yes.
Yeah, I could see Chandler for sure.
And then
it's gotta be Kevin, dude. Cultural relevance.
Oh, I don't know about that. It, bro, listen, I because if we're gonna go like big wise like that, over Kevin is Jay, and I don't want to do that.
Ah, oh, fuck.
And you know that.
There you
yeah,
go.
But
Jay
I
above
too.
Him.
I think
six.
Kevin is more respected than Jay.
I
Kevin
think so
done,
too.
Has done more in the community in the,
yeah,
the breeding aspect than Jay.
Absolutely, he's done a lot of like research stuff with breeding
yeah.
and industry wise too.
Yeah. I just don't see him yeah. that big.
Mm. All right, you know what? In the comments, leave who we're
who's
missing out.
One.
That's what we'll do. And then also in the comments, leave the anti-big three. We know Samson, and we need two more.
Yeah.
All right, so finish our sentences. But something that we were supposed to talk about last week that we didn't was this reel.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What'd you
oh
think
oh, my
that?
God. Hold on. Rewind. Herp time is going up.
Oh, yeah.
He's not top three yet. But he is, like, gonna be for
I
sure.
I see, like, future big three, I'd say Herp Time, Mason, and Adam. Future big three is fire.
It's a good
future
lineup.
Big three is fire.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like all three.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, so what did you think about the, this fucking, I don't even know what animal this is.
It's a dragon.
It's a fucking dragon eating shrooms?
Mm-hmm. That is exactly what I thought.
A Peruvian monkey lizard.
A dragon.
Yeah. Do we know what kind of mushrooms are that? Is that legal?
Lizard mushrooms.
Are those illegal fucking mushrooms right
yes,
now?
They probably just grew in there or he put them in there. That's crazy. That's cool. Pretty yeah. cool. That's pretty good. You know what yeah. what eats like that too? Redfoots.
Really?
They eat all the
see,
mushrooms
that I can
and
see.
Fungus.
What are you looking for?
The technical.
Fungus.
The fungi?
Yo, these hogs be following us, bro.
Dude, they want to be featured on the best fucking reptile podcast
yeah,
ever,
that,
dude.
That lizard school. Yeah. I think that's very...
Pull up the article.
It's an ignored part of the industry, like diet. You know,
yeah.
like we have the same staple insects over and over again and
yeah,
the same
yeah,
fruits
yeah, yeah.
and veggies. And it's like, there's a lot more than
you
what
think,
we think.
You think like a lizard like that can get high off of a mushroom?
I don't know. That depends on the brain. Not sure. I don't think those mushrooms, of course. But
Yeah.
The high mushrooms, the real high mushrooms.
Like fuck
I don't
them
know.
Up.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Nobody has studied it. If you want
to
start.
I think I'm going to have to study this
shit.
You know?
Nah, dude, I'm good.
Yeah, but
I don't want to see a lizard tripping.
The reason why I bring that up, Tino, that's not here, he is right now in Puerto Rico. He sent us a thing that says, reptiles are highly emotional, contrary to their cold-blooded reputation. It says, when you hear the word reptilian or cold-blooded, the first thing that comes to mind might be a miserable politician or an uncaring boss. In other words, probably not actual crocodile or lizards. That's because of for decades, reptiles have been characterized as cold, unfeeling, and primitive creatures. But scientists agree that reptiles aren't emotionless. They're misunderstood. Extensive research has shown that reptiles experience a wide range of emotions and that they're highly social, complex animals.
I like this conflict.
What do you mean conflict?
It's a conflict because on one hand, you have people who over-personify the reptiles. Okay. And on the other hand, you have the people who don't personify the animals at all. Yeah. And just go clearly or straight off of like science.
I might
and fact
be super
and,
wrong right now, but you might be using that word incorrectly.
Which one?
Personify?
Personification. That's the right word.
Is it?
Yeah.
I might be wrong. I don't know English. I'm Hispanic. Continue.
I'm confident in one thing, and yes,
I
use the right word.
Thing.
I use the right word.
Okay.
I think the wording of that was a little iffy because it's like, well, research has shown. Where is the research? You know, like, what is the research paper? What did they study? Because you have to look into that. Because it just says they have emotion, period.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's been known. Yeah. Like, if a lizard's scared, you can fucking tell when that lizard's scared.
Yeah.
If he's angry, you can tell if he's angry. If he's in the mood for breeding, you're gonna know.
You're gonna know, buddy.
yeah, you're gonna know. You know, so, like, it's very gray. The way they wrote that.
Okay.
Instead of going into detail with what the emotions are.
I'm sure that, I mean, it's a whole article. I'm sure that there's more on it.
Like, are we talking about love? Are we talking about, you know, like, they do feel shit. Like, that's not an argument anymore. They do feel shit. Now, what do they feel and to what extent? Because then if you see the comments, it's just people talking about, my bearded dragon loves me. And if somebody else walks in the room, he runs away. Like, shut the fuck up.
Your bearded dragon doesn't know who the fuck that is.
Yeah.
Is
what's going on. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would want to see what the actual...
Aloe these days is showing me all kinds of affection.
Yeah?
The reverse affection. She's fucking attacking me these days.
Damn.
Yeah, I just think it's getting hotter now. And I think that, you know, she's really, like, searching for food. I gotta feed her maybe a little bit more.
You think the sun agitates them?
No.
I don't know, but, like, now, like, it's getting to a point where I go up to the cage and she, like, runs out and lunges at me at the outside of the cage. But if I open it and, you know, she's a little hesitant, but once I'm in there and then she's like, oh, it's you. So I don't know what's going on with that.
I don't think
she's
it's
emotion.
The sun or
she's
the outside thing, because that's everybody's excuse. I work with them outside year-round.
No, I don't think it's because she's outside.
Sun?
I think that it's hotter and maybe she's hungrier. We just got out of the cold season. Those are the only things.
I literally starve the ones I work with sometimes.
Damn, dude. Cancel him.
On purpose, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the reason I say the sun, though, is because at least coming from that like pet perspective, whenever people take their animals outside, they always complain about, oh, it's always so aggressive, so they never take it outside at all.
Yeah.
And then they have this like kind of one-dimensional true. Yes, they have that, and then they also have a one-dimensional view on like the behavior of the animal.
So
I'm gonna talk about the Tarzan thing now.
Okay, let's see what it is.
So there is a shop that did you see it?
Yep.
Oh, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I already knew before it even came out.
Oh, so it might be like for realsies. Okay, so whatever. All right, so Cold Blooded Shop. It is a shop here in Florida. I think it's in Broward County or
whatever.
That's
where Buggy came from.
Oh, yeah? That
Bobby.
Apparently, do you know who Ben Siegel is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Ben Siegel, I used to work for him and Amir down south doing the auctions. He's the one that did the bearded dragon thing, that threw the bearded dragon at somebody or whatever. Yeah. Allegedly or not allegedly, there's articles. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's affiliated with Cold Blooded Shop now, or has always been secret. I don't know. But so I've been seeing him post a lot of Cold Blooded Shop, really nice photos, which we'll talk about some photo stuff later. They actually posted this Morelitz crocodile that they're selling. What'd you think about that? I saw that and I was like, I gotta show Chuck. He's got no comment. But the reason why there's an association right now with them and Tarzan is that they posted, has anybody done business with Mike Holston? Please message below. And somebody wrote here, always straightforward and professional. And then Cold Blooded Shop responded saying, wish we could say the same considering he didn't pay for the Bell's Phase lace he ordered from us and a big sale and... he was ours, and he, you know, they want him back or payment or whatever. So I don't know what's up with that. I wouldn't imagine that somebody at his level would be willing to risk his reputation for something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've met him a couple times, but I think
we always get one side, and I've only gotten that side of things, is people selling him stuff and him not paying. Like, that's not the first thing, the first time that's happened, according to
some people.
As far
as you know, allegedly.
Yeah, as far as I know. I've never heard his side of things. He never says anything.
Yeah.
But I've heard that same story over and over again through many people.
Really?
Yeah.
But is that like... Because something that somebody like brought up is that there's a lot of businesses that do like net 15, net 30, net 45, which is pretty much like payment is due within 15, 30, 45 days and stuff like that. Mind you, I don't know. I don't know that to be a popular thing in the reptile community.
Yeah.
But maybe that's something that is worked out.
I don't know. I wish they would say more on what it was. Instead of like just, you know, shooting a guy down, we know what it is. If it's like some fuck shit, then like, okay, it's some fuck shit.
I just feel like, dude, if Buddy was running around like not paying for shit, I feel like that would be way more like out there common knowledge than
it is, though. Like,
is it?
Because I've heard the same thing from multiple people, but the people that I hear it from don't have like big followings or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. He actually, he hit up somebody to try and get Max.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I wouldn't allow it.
No,
I would never allow it. It's like,
that's crazy.
10,000 or some shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hopefully they work that shit out. I mean, like I said, I've only met him a couple times. He seemed like an all right dude to me. I mean, I don't know.
I know. A lot of people hate him. I never had any interactions like that with him, so I don't really have a say, like, personally.
Yeah.
I feel like he's just in his own world. I'm in
doing
my own.
His thing.
I don't really
give
a fuck, you know? So, I don't know. I've heard that he doesn't pay. I have heard that.
Yeah.
Do I know if it's true or not? No. I've got no evidence on it.
That is a big dude.
That's a big motherfucker.
He sat next to me at one of the AnimalCon panels, and boy, did I feel small.
Yeah, that was a big motherfucker.
Yeah.
I remember one time during a reptile show, he was mad at somebody and they were arguing or whatever, and I was like, this might turn ugly for the redneck.
That's funny.
This might turn ugly.
Yeah, dude. So Eric has something that he wants to talk to us about with some tigers.
So yeah. Why are you looking at me like that? Listen.
All right.
I believe that there are animals out there still that were deemed extinct. Okay, let me have this.
This is one of his special interests.
Yes.
All right, Forrest Galante. Steal somebody else's work. Go ahead.
I'm not stealing anybody's work. Anyway, they're talking about the Javan tiger again because they found some hair back in 2019, and they're trying to put it with a subspecies.
Yeah.
And they're putting it with the Javan tiger. So now it's another, like, it's kind of fueling that fire to keep looking for this kind of stuff, which I think is really interesting.
So you're saying the Javan tiger was said to be
extinct.
Well, it's extinct.
Since the 1930s or 40s or something like
and
that.
And they found hair.
They have a hair sample from a couple years ago that they're...
Yeah.
What?
No.
They have a hair sample from a couple years ago that they're linking to a subspecies. And they've from what I read, they boil it down to two. The Sumatran, which is still extant, and the Javan.
Uh-huh. It's a weird way you said extinct.
Extant. That means...
Alive.
Alive.
Oh, I thought he... No. I'm the idiot, huh?
No. Listen, man. I'm like trading the schism to everybody.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway. So that... It's inviting more research and it's inviting more people to kind of go out there and actually start looking. Because another thing to consider with these extinct animals is that... You got to remember that there's not that many people going out there to look for this stuff anymore, especially in certain parts of the world where there's a lot of dangers. It's expensive to get there. It's not desirable for a lot of scientists to go out there and kind of, some may believe, to waste their time to look for this kind of stuff. And, you know, if that's the way it is, that's how they think about it. But it's cool. You know, we're getting more interest in it and people are actually going out there and actually kind of breaking new ground from old studies that have kind of just been let to kind of just rot. After a couple years, that's cool. I think it's cool.
What do you think, Chuck?
I went deep into that one, buddy.
Did you really? All right, go.
There's
go,
like
go.
The scientists are arguing that the way they, like, what is it? Like, it's like studied the fur was wrong.
What do you mean?
Like, they did some process wrong. I didn't understand it completely, but there's people arguing against it. Like,
that,
there's like a big pushing. for something that is not real, which happens a lot. That's what you need. That's why with science, you have so many people involved. Because you need every single side to be like, all right, you did this fucking shit wrong. Fix this. And then somebody else jumps in and tries it.
You need sides that don't care so you don't get anything skewed, which is a really big problem with like the extinct stuff.
Yep.
So
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to think. Whenever I see that, arguments and shit, I'm like, yeah, nah, I'm stepping back. I don't even want to.
I just like believing that they're alive. That's all. It's like, okay, cool. I have some more gas for my hope.
Yeah. I actually, talking about some science and, you know, conserving and whatnot, I found this article. And I thought this was very cool. I don't know if I sent it to you guys already. Charles Baker, a senior environmental studies major, takes a selfie in Copan, Honduras. I don't know if it's Copan or Copan.
Copenhagen.
You're so dumb. Class of 2024, Charles Baker works to protect venomous snakes and reptiles and has already made a mark in Central America. The VCU life science student and a friend have launched a nonprofit and purchased a remote property in Honduras to create the first dedicated habitat preservation for a rare pit viper. He saves up his money from his job at a local company building koi fish ponds so he can travel to remote locations in Central and South America to see and photograph rare snakes, reptiles, and amphibians.
He was doing the thing.
What a dream.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
crazy.
What a dream.
Yeah, dude. When he was a junior, he conducted a herpetological inventory for a research station in a remote part of Guyana's rainforest. And he's currently building a nonprofit organization to protect an endangered palm pit viper and other species native to Honduras. Charles, in quotations, it says, Charles is a passionate natural historian, in particular herpetologist, said James Von Esch, PhD, a professor in Virginia Commonwealth University, which is where he goes. Baker and a friend traveled to Honduras on several occasions in search of rare and newly described palm pit vipers in the genus Bothrich. Say that for me. Speak to Landon for me.
Bothrichus.
Bothrichus. I don't speak that shit. they met and connected with locals who were also interested in the snakes. So the rarest, it is home to the population of the rarest of the pit vipers, which is Bothrichus.
Thalassinus.
Thalassinus, dude. fucking viper, dude.
Yes.
Do you know anything about them? Have you heard anything about them?
The snakes?
Yeah. Can you look up what they look like?
I don't know shit about the snakes.
Is that the yellow ones?
I don't know. Bothrichus,
Leviticus.
Leviticus, Thalassinus. All right, we're looking this up.
Let's see what they look like.
Yo, look at Eric's fire-ass shirt while we're looking for this thing real quick. The Reptiles with Podcast merch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Hell yeah, look at him going. Fucking the middle of spring wearing a long sleeve. You can find that at modernreptileshop.com.
You got a rep. What was the species name?
Bothrichus phallus guy.
I'm trying to look for the scientific name again, and I lost it.
Bothrichus? It was like in the... It was somewhere there.
What does it start with?
B, and the then T.
Oh, here it is.
This might be the
B and T.
Because there's a picture of one. Yeah. Oh, it's just the patternless version of the picture that's in the.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, fucking.
Rare species, pretty cool.
Yeah, dude.
Pretty cool. That's a dream right there, bro. Imagine having a business that just makes you money so you could do what you love.
I'm trying.
Everyone's just like crying inside.
Silence. The silence was crazy, yeah. Dude. Yeah. The silence was crazy.
Some little kid just ate shit.
Oh, that's so funny. That's one of the cool things about doing this outside. We get to see all kinds of nonsense.
He's crying.
Oh, damn, he's crying. You could hear it on the Reptiles with Podcast.
I don't know if it's because he...
That's crazy, dude.
Yo, that's crazy. Anywho, so hopefully he didn't trip over that pit viper. what did you guys think about the... This is so hard to do while he's crying. I started to feel bad.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad.
You could hear it. I could hear it on the headphones. Yeah. So what do you guys think about that cottonmouth eating the snapping turtle that
sad,
I sent you guys a photo?
But nature.
Nature, bro.
Yeah.
Cottons don't care.
Yeah.
They eat whatever.
Yeah. I was, do you guys ever watch any of those documentaries on Disney Plus?
Like which one?
There was one that was, it was like the deadliest snakes or whatever.
I don't watch those, but I have watched like the classic
Disney
ones
sucks.
From the 60s that are like terrible.
Disney sucks.
Why does Disney suck?
Because they show like the wrong things and you can tell whenever things are staged.
They said that they found an 1,000-pound anaconda.
No.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Dude.
Well, you don't believe Disney's that they said so that bad. Or you don't believe that they found that?
That they found that.
Dude, Disney's so
it's
bad.
Disney. What does Disney know for?
So bad. It's so bad. The crocodile documentary.
Uh-huh. This is a black caiman, spectacle caiman swimming by. They eat Plutia, which is a rodent. The rodent's dead. They're trying to make it alive, but it's dead.
What do you mean they're trying to make it alive?
Like they're moving it. Like it's alive, dude.
But it's dead.
It's fucking dead. And the Cuban croc jumps and gets it. And I'm like,
it you was know what's crazy? Dead. Well, I guess because it's like documentary, but like they show mad live feedings in that fucking that episode that I watched.
And a lot of it is fake. A lot of it is staged.
Yeah, yeah. Ain't nobody open arms about that shit.
But have you seen the ones from like the 60s?
Because they think it's real. No, no. They all think it's real. Man. Steve Irwin was fake.
Like the
don't
staging
say
stuff?
That, man.
Huh?
Like what do you mean fake?
Like a lot of that was staged.
Well, I mean, like yeah, it's TV. Yeah. You have to put stuff like that.
Like herping was staged, dude.
But at least they're getting the species right.
That,
Disney's.
That for sure, but it was staged.
Yo, cancel Chuck right now for saying that shit.
It was staged. Like you said, it's TV. It's TV. Everybody on TV is fake. Yeah. I mean, look at Jay Prehistoric. How do you think he made it? Fake.
Ugh. Mad bio reptiles. Fake. Look at him right now. He's not even mad. He's not even a biologist.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. That is true.
Are you a reptile?
I am a reptile.
Oh, fuck. At least you got that part right. Yo, what do that tongue fuck? Thing again. That tongue thing is crazy right now. I'm hungry as fuck. All right.
Nobody fucking asked.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah? You want some water?
We're in nature. Right, we have food all around us. We just have to, you know.
These are all invasive species.
Even oh, what? Better. All these plants?
Even better.
A lot of them. Like, yeah? One touching over there.
Yeah. So while Chuck is drinking water, I want Eric to give us an update. Eric has been nonstop working on his...
Nothing.
What do you mean?
Oh, I thought you were talking about like job. Never mind.
No. What? No. Yeah, he's still jobless. But, well, not for long. You got DoorDash.
Yeah,
you're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Sponsored
I'm good.
By DoorDash.
Hell
yo,
no.
My water just came all over your face,
that
dude.
That's crazy.
No, but Eric's been nonstop working on some enclosures. He got two enclosures from Dubia.com. Those 4x2s that
yes.
Adam keeps like 20,000 leopard geckos yes. in for some reason. He moved up his carpet pythons.
Yes,
he moved
I
around
now
his
keep
room.
All four of my carpets in the 4x2.
Where are the other enclosures at?
What do you mean, what other
around?
Enclosures? Oh, they weren't that big.
What?
I was about to say, hey, are you selling them or what?
Yeah, you need stuff?
I don't remember how big they are.
I got 40s. I got... We'll talk about it later. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got a lot of extra.
The tank dealer. The room is a mess right now, but everything's been set up for the most part for now. 4x2s are in construction. It's actually really sad seeing the snakes in there because one of them is just... bedding and a stick, and I just put the carpet in there just because I could see what they would look
this
like.
This man posted that literally 4x2, no bedding,
well,
just a
bedding.
Stick,
now
and he
I
was just
bedding.
Like bioactive,
man, bro, better than Adam.
Better.
No, but dude, listen, when I put that poor snake in there, I laughed so hard.
Why?
Because it was funny.
I think you're tizzing out right now. Funny up, bro.
Funny up, dude.
Listen, I'm just thinking about how minimalist everything is nowadays. And like, oh, how much more minimal can you get? Just the enclosure, a big-ass stick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the snake.
Okay.
And the snake, just the snake in there. And I thought that was so funny.
I think it's awesome. The snake looks tiny in there.
Yes.
I'm excited for it to grow into the enclosure.
Yes, they will grow.
You just
eventually.
Finished getting the last carpet for his project.
Yes.
Which is very good. Congratulations.
Little coastal with a bunch of hets in them. But those are very important hets because they will give me... hopefully, a couple good chances to make some snows.
Yeah.
Which
at this point, you're ahead of the game because not a lot of people are doing it.
Yeah, so now it's just a waiting game, waiting until they grow up. And then...
Chuck is like, I don't give
like,
a
what the fuck,
fuck
is
about
this
your
shit?
Morphs.
Is this worse than like the turtle story that I was telling earlier?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's pretty bad.
Well, anyway, everything's been upgraded
okay.
for the most part. There's only a couple animals that don't have new things, yeah. but it's coming together. The room's a mess. Outside is done, finally.
Yeah.
Like, done.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a bunch of like construction
in my
little world.
Listener of the podcast, ZA Reptiles or ZA Reptiles.
Zaw.
I say ZA because of pizza. Yeah, yeah. She posted this video here of her water dragon, and it reminded me of you, dude.
Yes, a fellow water dragon enjoyer.
Yeah, with the fucking
enjoyer.
Yeah, but her grow tent's insane.
Damn.
I feel terrible. My water dragon's double the size. But I have, like, she has double the size of an enclosure for it.
Damn, dude.
I gotta get something new for him.
You gotta funny up. You gotta step up your water dragon enclosure game,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, man. I gotta get
Zoe's
on that grind.
Zoe's the one that got me into Reptilinx.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yo, shout out Zoe, dude.
Hell yeah.
Shout out Zoe and the Reptilinx.
Yeah, yeah,
I still
yeah.
got a bunch, bro.
Yeah.
I wanna buy some. I wanna try them out.
They're good. They're cool.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Use my code, though. But
yeah. It's well, cool. What is your code?
Mad Bio, bro.
With bro or without bro?
Without bro.
Without okay. bro? Mad Bio, you got any life updates going on with you? Anything cool in the in your world?
Not really. Just chilling, working. I would literally work every day, bro. That's what I do. And I'm about to get even more jobs.
Yeah. So. We have something that we have to talk about that we spoke about a little bit
what?
Last week.
Oh, shit.
We spoke about it over dinner.
What?
Oh, you guys want
we
to dinner?
We can't talk about it now.
I don't remember.
I hate this man.
What did we talk
was
about?
We were like, yo, we have to do this business. I am not doing business
what
with
was
him.
The business? What was the business?
It had to do with marketing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, never Ron, mind, never mind, never it. Mind.
His intentions are obviously not.
Yeah.
Dude, listen.
What's up?
I'm already in, bro.
You're in?
I'm already
He's
in.
Inserted.
I'm already in that business, bro.
There you go.
I'm already in.
Good.
Without him?
I've been in, bro. That's the thing.
That's fine. That's fine.
I've been in. He just needs to join.
Yeah.
Tino's in.
Tino's in?
Oh, yeah. That's
Think
right.
Think about it.
How is Tino in?
Split Oak.
Yeah.
Am I guess.
In?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
in. Yeah. For the free, but...
For the free.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
He's technically in.
All right, whatever. So I got an update. I'm really into fucking Green Tree Python. I won't. Well, pause.
I think it's blue.
I'm really into Green Tree Pythons right now. I don't know
is that
why.
Your special
They're
interest
cool.
right now?
What do you mean you don't know why?
So this is the thing. So I asked those two fools over there, our audience members, what they thought about if, you know, if that was like a venture that I should go about. And then one of them asked me, like, why do you want to do that? And I was like, well, once upon a time when I first got into this, there were animals that I thought were out of the realm of possibilities. Mm-hmm. That was one of them. But these days I'm feeling pretty confident in my skills as a keeper. And I'm like... Maybe I should do something like that.
Outside.
Outside.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. That'd be lit.
Yeah. Specifically, I was thinking about making a greenhouse. There's another person on that we'll talk about in a little bit that has a greenhouse with a bunch of animals. But I would like to do a greenhouse and have a couple.
It's not a bad
idea.
Don't
make it cheap to where it breaks.
No. Like something good. Something good. I don't like doing things cheap. I feel like you spend double later trying mm-hmm. to fix the fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's too much risk, too.
But I know that you're not into, like, morphs. And I don't know if these are actual morphs or just, like...
Localities.
I feel like it's just... If you mix up the localities good enough...
Look at that shit.
Make
yeah,
that.
That's just pretty as fuck.
Yeah.
I would not deny that's just pretty as fuck. Yeah.
Look at that, bro.
That's cool.
Why pythons and not emeralds?
I love collecting eggs. I love for real.
He loves eggs.
The Easter Bunny's my homie. Like, that's just, no, I really like the. It's weird because with lizards, I don't like collecting eggs. I'm like, give me the live bearing lizards, dude. But with snakes, I really do enjoy collecting the eggs. I like the incubation process. So, also, I'd rather get bit by a green tree than a fucking emerald.
Yeah, nerve damage isn't a joke.
Yeah. I have the nerve. And then also, something else that I'm getting really into these days, other than my blue tongues, I'm scrolling through here. Fucking wildlife photography, yeah. dude.
Oh, yeah. You... That's not wildlife.
No, what? But it's an animal.
Yeah. I was about to say, I just looked. I'm like, that's studio as hell.
No. But do you see how they're taking these photos? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting
yeah.
obsessed with this shit. Yeah. Like, I already told my wife, I'm like, there's a problem... I don't know if this is becoming a special interest of mine, but I'm like, I need to buy a camera. I need to buy one of those flashes that goes over the
Guess
thing.
What? Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
I can get you all that.
We got to do this fast.
I literally...
I have the special interest
listen,
now.
Listen. I have a friend that literally... we were into like people photography for a minute, and then that shit died out, and now he's into wildlife. He's in Cali right now.
Okay.
Like recording stuff, and Talk he about... wanted mammals and stuff, and then out of nowhere, he's like, dude, birding is... fucking fire.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, so look, he got in like less than a year ago, and he is literally
gonna cry. You saw that?
Yeah.
That was
dude.
A baldy.
Look.
That's a baldy.
He got flamingos in Tampa.
Dude, nonstop.
In Tampa?
Yeah, let me see if I
I'm
find
not gonna
them.
Lie to you. I'm look, not gonna lie to you.
That's
flamingos
cool
in Tampa.
I'm a little bit upset with Tino.
Why?
Okay, because I'm going through a lot of these like pages that I'm like finding of like wildlife photography, and so like some of this stuff, it like with the black background, it looks studio, but it's not, dude. It's the flash using,
and he has that too.
Yeah, I've used it. Yes, yes.
He has so, like a $9,000 camera.
Bro, that's crazy.
Tino?
So
No. I was like, what?
So I'm getting mad at Tino because all these pages that I'm finding, Tino follows them all, and I'm like, he's fucking gatekeeping the fire shit, dude. Yeah,
dude. This is my friend's setup. That's the camera. He has a monitor.
Yeah.
And there's a barn owls.
Oh, dude, that's crazy, that is cool. Dude. So you're hearing this first now. This is Yoshi, fucking wildlife photographer. I'm giving up breeding reptiles.
For real?
It's done.
Oh, shout out to Aramis Nature.
Sure. He actually messaged about the Split Oak documentary, no?
Yeah. He's the one.
Yeah.
He's the one.
Yep.
He's about to be a king. He's still learning, but bro, that's a king in the making.
Yeah.
Bro.
Hell yeah.
Has anybody gotten any updates from Tino and his PR trip other than crabs? Seen, like, crabs. He has crabs. He found rat.
He found the stuff he found on the road, bro. I'm like,
no, they got crabs
yet.
In the road in Puerto Rico?
Yes. I can literally drive around and find those.
Okay. So ridiculous.
I'm waiting for my cookies.
Nah, not even. The boa, bro. Give me the boa. Nah. I literally gave him the location. I said, go here, find the boa, send me a picture.
And he hasn't done anything.
No. I don't know if he's gonna.
Let him have a vacation.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, he's not trying to vacate.
Nah, he's flexing that he can herp. Herp. Show me you can herp. Make me proud.
He's gonna come back. Oh, I didn't feel like it.
He's doing all these trips on his own, trying to like flex on everybody. Look at what I'm doing. I'm trying to get these hours. Can't even find anything in Puerto Rico but crabs.
dude, if he doesn't find a boa, a retic, a caiman, I will lose my shit.
Yeah.
I will lose my shit.
Yeah.
Or something cool. A spherodactylus.
A mongoose?
What's a spherodactylus?
Wow. The little geckos that Herb Time has?
I didn't know those were Puerto Rican.
Some of them.
Yeah. Oh, some
of them. Each island has different ones.
Yeah. Ah,
that's why he
that.
Has so many colors and shit. Mm. Each island has different ones.
The ones that he always posts in the little acrylic cube?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those things are fire.
Yeah. Dude, I'm not a poacher nothing, but it was itching.
Yeah.
The poacher, like,
I'm not gonna lie.
The Spaniard me was itching.
I think I'm gonna have to unfollow Armin. Because that guy's got me with ideas.
Oh, he posted the frogs?
That's what I was going to say
the
right
frogs?
Now. Dude. Oh, my God. And
the fucking frogs!
Literally. Yo, look at this shit. This shit's crazy. The
rain chamber.
Yeah, he built a fucking rain chamber, dude.
So he stuck a water pump
It's so simple.
PVC.
Once he did it.
Yes.
And that's
it. Once he did it, I was like, fuck me.
You what?
Fuck me right now.
You want it to do what to you?
Jesus. That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. Jesus Christ.
Yo, this is crazy.
Say it a little louder for the kids in the background.
Yeah, there's literally... We're right behind a fucking playground.
That what?
Bro.
We are.
Why would you put us here, dude?
Yeah, you're right. You can't be like 500 feet from here or something. So he built this... So it's so simple. It's with fucking pothos, and he has these
so
fucking...
So simple, yet
dude,
goes so hard.
So good.
I'm making that.
Dude, I called him the other morning, and I'm like, bro, I called Eric the other morning, and I was like, yo, we have to do this rain chamber shit, and I sent him another video of Armin, the one that he did of the tiger salamanders.
For the water python.
Yeah, for the water pythons. Bro. I'm like, yo, we gotta do this right now.
And that setup, it's so easy to make, you could put that at a reptile show.
Yes.
And steal the show.
Yeah. Let's do it.
That's what we're doing. There we go.
Change the game, bro.
Yeah, let's do
and
that.
Put a Bluetooth.
Let's do that.
Get a bunch of frogs, put them in that, or like an aquatic lizard, semi-aquatic lizard.
Yeah, I know where we can get one from that guy.
The dragons.
Dragons would be fire.
What dragons?
The dragons I have.
Yeah.
I'm making that for the dragons at the house.
Done, dude.
Thank you, Armin. You're great. I'll send you a tip.
Yeah. So, I said earlier that we were going to talk about somebody with like a badass greenhouse. Yo, look at this guy, dude. It's
Adam?
Life Exotics. that's Tall Adam right there.
Tall Adam.
Yeah. Tatum. One Tatum. Would say. So, pretty much this whole area you saw here that he has that frog. I don't know if he's just going to talk about the frog right now.
He's
whatever.
Just
I'm just going to scroll through his shit right now. It's just I didn't send a lot of it because a lot of it has like audios and stuff. Look at this shit.
Oh, like it's legit. It's not mesh or nothing.
No. He has a greenhouse, and in this greenhouse, he has some dart frogs. He has a big ass pond in the back. He has emerald tree skinks just vibing in that shit.
Sketchy here, though, bro.
Here?
A hurricane or something, all that shit goes loose.
Yeah.
You're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Do you know where he is?
Look at that.
He's north somewhere, I bet you.
He's got to be north. Yeah. He looks north.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like Adam.
He looks north. Like Adam. He does not look like Adam at all. As we're talking about this, I'm like, dude, he's just bald. That's the only thing.
Bald and bearded.
Man,
that's
is
all you
bald.
Gotta get.
Adam doesn't have a beard.
Yeah, he does.
He's not like stubbly.
Oh, okay. Talking about stubble, you know, everybody look at Eric right now.
Sheesh!
We've been telling him to grow the beard. We had a comment that was like, Eric needs to grow his beard so I can kiss him. It
Eric
was crazy.
Needs to shave because it's uncomfortable.
Eric needs to man up and never say that again.
No.
Okay.
I can be a man and be clean shaven.
All right. And
no, you can't.
Something
Fuck
else.
You.
Not allowed.
I wanted to show you guys. Oh, I'm on the wrong fucking thing. So, you guys follow this dude, Father Blue?
I don't think I follow
I
him,
but
I know of him.
Yeah, I know of him too. Yeah. I don't know if I follow him.
Yeah. I don't know if he ever did it. I remember that he had a GoFundMe going because he wanted to go to where the Blue Tree
still,
monitors.
He's still raising it, I think.
He's still raising it. Mm-hmm. He did a video. He's got some like really like badass enclosures that he built for a bunch of Blue Tree monitors. And look at this thing, bro. He fucking made... This is the second one, if I'm not mistaken. The first one was born premature, but he's got a whole-ass baby Blue Tree.
That's a crazy-looking animal.
Yeah. That's so
sick.
That's
one of my
sick.
Favorite lizards.
Dude, they're fucking awesome.
One of my favorite lizards. Dude.
I feel bad.
Dude.
What's up?
Amoebas. We'll talk about it after. Uh-huh. Later. But stealing my heart.
Yeah. Amoebas are fire.
They're fire.
Amoebas are fire. But I feel bad because me and him were messaging a while back and I was trying to get him on the podcast, but it was also around the time that my employment situation was, you know?
Damn.
So I like kind of got off of social media, so I stopped responding to people and I just got back to him now. And I feel bad because he left me on red and I'm like, I didn't mean to leave you on red, dude. I'm just going through shit, but hopefully we can get him on the podcast to talk about his situation. He's doing a lot of cool stuff. It's nice to see the future. I always say it's nice to see the future of keeping.
Yeah.
It's going in different directions. But amoebas, what's up with it? We got to talk about it.
No. We can talk. Okay. They're so cool. So much personality.
Personality?
This,
yeah.
Dude, I saw this guy that's training them.
Training them?
Training them. Like target training them. Yeah. Insane.
You ever seen a melanistic one?
Yeah. I don't care.
We had one at my old job.
No, I don't care. I want one of the giants.
Yeah.
Which I'll never get.
But why don't we just go down to South Florida, bro?
That's probably a thing for like next week. Like Daniel's like, okay, let's go get them. I'm like,
I can give you a spot where they got them.
For real?
Yeah.
All the time?
If there's trash outside on the side of the streets, yes.
Okay.
Where I used to live, riddled.
Yeah, send me that shit because I'm about to pick some up.
Yeah.
They're only at $15, but the ones that are here are like wild caught from their country. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm like, that's stupid, bro. Like, if we have them down there.
The ones that are in South Florida are fucking gorgeous, dude.
The greens.
Yeah.
The giant
greens. Yeah. They're fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah. The blue, the giant Puerto Rican blues is what I want.
Yeah.
They're like this big.
That's fire.
And then, like, the back legs and the blue's crazy, bro. Giant PR.
Yeah, I think I brought trail mix. After this, I'm going to fucking destroy trail mix, dude.
Damn. Timestamps.
They look like that. That's a smaller one. Oh.
So cool.
That's the Puerto Rican one?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I gotta remember all this so I can add pictures.
Look at that.
Damn.
Like, they're not as colorful, but they're big.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah.
It's average. It's average, I swear.
Bro, look at that thing.
That's fire. Yeah.
That's cool.
Bring those Lacertas. Those are like... I think
underrated.
Yeah.
What, the amoebas or Lacertas?
Both.
Oh, both?
Yeah, Lacertas are coming
Lacertas
up.
Lacertas are coming up.
Yeah.
But amoebas?
Amoebas got left behind, though.
Yeah. I literally could keep some, train them, just like I do with the croc monitor. Like,
that's crazy.
Like, I was just doing some things with them at the shop, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is bad. Like, I could do a lot with this little lizard.
Hell yeah, dude. What time are we at right now?
We are at 44.
All right, so I'm going to say... I said it last week, and I'm going to keep saying it. We're doing lives after these streams, which is usually around Sunday 4 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you're on our YouTube channel so we can do these live, some Q&As and whatnot. NARBC Dallas just passed. Another one we didn't go to. Hell yeah. But you know who did go?
Not us.
But the girl from the Wild Type podcast out there with their merch.
Lissa? I think both of them went.
Yeah, they both went. That's what I'm saying. And I think I'm going to have to become an honorary girly. And fucking, I love that podcast. They're fucking killing it. I say it a lot.
An honorary girly.
I'm not trying to suck their, I'm not trying to suck their dicks or anything like that. They don't got, but it's okay. It's 2024. But yeah, they're fucking killing it.
Yeah.
They're out there doing the thing.
Yeah, they're doing pretty fucking good. Mm-hmm. I have a comment I wanted to answer to. Oh. We do it on the live, right? Or do it here?
A comment that you wanted to answer to? Actually, I had one too. Yeah, pull it up.
Okay. So.
The what's?
The comments.
On what?
So the comment says. I'm reading. So Chuck, are you completely against reptile shows? ? You always mention the Deli Cup thing, which I get, but what are you saying? They shouldn't sell animals? Or each table has to have proper enclosures for everything. How would they be able to travel, sell the quantity they want to? Tell us your ideal reptile show.
Okay.
So, I'm not against reptile shows. I'm against the outdated form of reptile shows. It does not evolve other than where it is. And that's not on the reptile show itself, but the people that attend those reptile shows, the people that vend at those reptile shows, because they've become so used to the minimalistic thing to have as many animals as possible in such smaller spaces.
Quantity that, over quality.
Yeah, yeah. They're just putting as many animals out and trying to sell as much as they possibly can when they can actually outperform at a show, be memorable. Be outstanding on top of everybody else and sell those same animals even if it's from home. You could use a show instead of as a selling point, you could use it as a marketing point and grow 10 times bigger than any of the other ones.
And that's how most conventions are too. Like they're not necessarily like vending like
exactly
things.
Exactly. If you go to any other con, they're trying to grow business-wise. They're trying to connect with other people. It's not exactly selling. There is some selling, but they're trying to show we are the best.
Yeah.
And if you have a whole bunch of deli cups, you're not showing you're the best.
Yeah.
You're just showing
the
your,
silence.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just showing.
No, I get it.
You're just showing your basic, like the table next to you. You have nothing different from the table next to you.
So this is the thing. So I think deli cups have a place in the sense of like you have, I'm saying like you have a nice display and then you might have some animals at some deli cups and whatever. I mean, that's sad because you have a nice display. But I think that a lot of people do it, other than the fact that they don't want to spend the money on the nice displays and they don't have the creativity to go that route. But people, a lot of the people that go to those shows to buy animals, like they like to pick through the deli cups. They like to have it right there. A lot of somebody had somebody that's here with us had spoken to me about like sometimes people just see acrylic cases or something and they automatically think ball python and they just walk the other way.
Yeah, but you can change that very easily.
You're right, and that's the part where it's about creativity.
Yeah, that's
you can have your deli cups, but how are you representing those deli cups? Are they just flat on your
not
table?
Not even then, because the animals you're putting in a deli cup is a lizard bent fucking over.
Well,
put into a fucking deli cup
appropriate size. But then there's a guy that had some like deli cup displays, but the tops were removable and the tops were acrylic. So it was a deli cup bottom, but the top was an acrylic top that you would pop off, showcase the animal, and then when they're ready to go, you just put your new top on top and they take it and you keep your acrylic sphere.
That still in a deli cup.
Yeah, that does not change anything.
I mean, it's innovation.
But yeah. it's innovating, yes. But then it's not just laid down flat on the table. Yeah. They're displayed as deli cup displays.
I don't think that's much.
What I would play with eventually, whenever I start selling my own shit, I would probably make some nice displays and have the animals that are like for sale probably like just have one or two on the table and have the rest underneath so people can look at the display, they can come up to the table, they can ask their question, and then hey,
cool.
Do you want to see what I have? And then I pull out some of the animals that I have and they can pick whichever ones they want.
I get you.
So you can kind of get away from that deli cupsy, because on
like
one hand
deli cupsy is crazy.
The thing that you said about the acrylics is 100% true, but it's also true about deli cups.
Yeah,
but the opposite. if you see more deli cups, you're more inclined to look because, oh, let me see if I can find the diamond in this haystack or whatever.
So we have a friend that only displays deli cups, and his table is always packed.
Yes.
But it's not because of the deli cups. It's because the guy works with poachers.
Are you...
It's a whole bunch of poached animals put into deli cups.
I was going to say,
they're like 15 bucks.
It's like variety.
Of course people are going to buy them, bro. Like, that's way different.
It's like the...
It's a whole bunch of shit with like, bro, come on,
bro. It's the movie bin at Walmart for the $5 movie.
Bro, are you gonna go to the guy that's breeding fucking snakes and sells them to you for $150, or the guy that pays some broke motherfucker in Suriname to catch them and put them in a deli cup for $50? Where
that's
are you going? Where are you going to buy from?
See, there's two
the
people.
The cheaper area.
No. You go to the breeder who put in the time and effort.
But people don't. People
so
don't.
It's a culture
so you
thing.
You can't just say like, oh, like, no, the deli cups are helping. No. Well, they're not helping whatsoever. No. He just has cheap shit on the table, and people love cheap shit.
Listen.
That's what it is. I'm so sorry, but that's what it is. You get the, yo, everybody, listen. Look at that table. He can make all the thousands of dollars you want. Tell me how many teeth the people that go to that table have. Tell me. Count them. Count them, bro. Count them. This lizard are health. Look, not good. $50? That's a steal. I'll put them in my backyard. Don't come at me with some poach shit.
So,
bro.
Okay, so what's the answer? What is the future for you for reptiles?
No. If you have frogs, what Armin did, that shit looks so fucking simple. Put some fucking
I
water.
Think he wants to fuck
get
Armin.
A pump. Boom. You got fucking frogs. That simple for nothing. For nothing. You could do versions of that with so many things, bro. That was so simple.
Yeah.
And it looks so good. You could get that done in no time.
Yeah.
It's so simple. It's not much more money.
Yeah, I think I will say that I think there's also like a laziness to it. Some people just don't.
Of course, yeah. It is what you get used to, and you want to make money. You don't want to spend money. You don't want to market yourself. Bro, if you have a table set up, like
I'll
really set
what,
up, you will outstand everybody else.
I'll
everybody will remember you.
Something, now that I've been doing more shows more often, something everybody always has to complain about the show. Everybody always complains about the
of
show.
Course.
It's like, okay, but what are you doing to make the show better?
Mm-hmm.
Because the promoter does have a job, and you could sit there and complain about maybe they didn't market enough, maybe they didn't do this enough, but what are you doing at these shows to bring people in? Because you're just expecting to pay for a table and then make money.
Yep.
It's just like, mm-hmm. No, like, what are you doing for your business? What are you doing to make the situation better, the community better?
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
likes to talk about community, but when it comes to you putting in extra effort, you're not doing the
and
thing.
It's the same grumpy old sellers that complain about the same old thing.
Bro,
oh, you didn't market the show enough. Okay, but how did you market yourself at the show?
Selling the same
like,
ball pythons.
It's this thing. You being in a band.
You stand like this in front of a table.
Yeah, no smile, no nothing. I take this from being in a band. It's like, okay, you expect to show up at a random venue in Kentucky and sell some fucking tickets, but you didn't post the show.
Nope.
You didn't promote yourself at the show. You didn't collect emails at the newsletter in your newsletter to see if you even had an audience at that show. You had no business going to that show.
Yep.
It's like, what are you doing also?
Yep.
It works both
ways. That's what I mean. The deli cup thing should die out already.
Yeah.
All right. And if you, bro, whoever does it, I'm telling you, you will stand out against everybody else.
Yeah.
Every time they go to a show, they're going to think, dude, I wonder what this guy's going to do this time.
We'll be that guy.
You're going to be that guy?
Yeah.
All
right. Or it could just be me.
We'll just do it at Daytona. We'll just have some badass shit going on at Daytona.
I'll just bring
Let's do it.
Exposition.
Exposition?
If it's a reptile exposition. All
right. I got
you don't
one
have to
more
sell.
Thing. I got one more hilarious video. What did you guys think about this? Is I can't take my son.
I hated
nowhere.
That video.
So
but
it's a guy showing a ball python to a kid. Kid is like freaks out.
Ah.
It's just
damn, dude. Ah.
So much going on wrong in that video.
Sadness.
But I will say
irresponsibility.
Don't shit on the kid. A lot of people are shitting on the kid.
No,
like
the kid doesn't know.
He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. Everyone around him is, you know,
it's
not acting right
also,
around the snake.
This is like a fucking mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of that lately. And actually in person. Like I've been to a couple places and I'm seeing people
Why?
Around.
Oh, it's Chuck's fault.
Oh.
I used to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're also not doing that. I would hope so.
Doing what?
What this guy did.
What?
Just slapping the snake around some kid's neck.
I was
God damn it, bro. Why?
One more reason.
I made money from it.
One more reason to cancel Mad Bio
Honestly,
Reptiles.
At this point.
I'm working hard on it.
Uncancelable.
Hell yeah.
But there's, on that note too, I don't know if you guys have seen, but there's a guy going around, like, he just has a little baby ball python in his hand, and he's asking people to go hold it at, like, Walmart and stuff like that, and making everybody freak out, and sometimes the snake does get, like, tossed and shit, so I'm like,
no,
man.
That's not
the snake is okay, like, I'm not worried for that
snake. It's getting,
like,
tossed.
Yeah, but, like, I know if it's okay, like... I'm not saying
he knows if it's okay.
Okay, how do I rephrase this? Because I can see this going bad.
Okay. What you're saying is that the snake's outside appearance is healthy, as in the guy might be taking care of it correctly.
What I'm saying is the snake I know is resilient, so it's not going to die, like, immediately from being dropped like that. Granted, being dropped like that frequently, it's going to do some damage. It's going to make it a spider in no time. But, that's crazy. Like...
He funnied up.
What I have a problem with is... the problems that people are having with it. They're putting their angry comments in the wrong place.
Understood.
Where it should be. It's the owner. Like, come on, guys. Like, don't do this with your animals. That's not my way of doing it. For me, I hate frogs. You're afraid of frogs.
Yeah.
I know what it's like to have a fear of animals. So I'm never going to approach someone, especially with a fucking snake of all things.
To freak them the fuck out.
Freak them out like that, you know? You're just asking for trouble.
I never had that happen to me, like, while I did it, because I made sure, like, the people that came up to me wanted to do it.
Yes.
But working at a zoological facility that I used to work at, it used to happen a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. People would pay to hold it, and then they'll drop it, and then you just have to be like, oh, walk out, goodbye. That's
No, and even at the shop that I used to work at, too, that would happen a lot, too. And for me, it's like with the parents, like, do you, like... they don't react. Yeah. They're fine with their kid. They laugh it off. They're fine with their kid chucking. We had a kid once, like, legit, like, brush off a baby veiled chameleon like it was a mosquito. And the parents just, like, laughed. And, like, one of my old coworkers was just, like, trying to, like, gather this chameleon again. And she did her best to kind of, like, reprimand the kid without, you know, yelling at the kid in front of their parents. Yeah, yeah. But even then, there's just no, like... the parents are kind of just away. They're off in their own world. Let me let my kid loose in some public institution and let the fucking employees do the job. I'm like, all right, don't do that, guys. Don't do that.
Wait, is this it?
This is it. Listen.
What about, did you guys see the video of the lady that dropped the purse in an alligator enclosure?
No, I saw a phone.
Yeah, she dropped her purse. She jumped the fence with her child.
What the fuck?
And the child had to go around and
get
it.
What the fuck?
Mind you, they were like 4-footers, but still.
I thought you were talking about the kid with 4 feet.
No.
I'm like, that's almost my height.
Nah, the gators are 4 feet, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the gators, like, mind you, they were like, what the fuck is going on? They were literally like you, bro.
Yeah.
And then he had to go get it. She's like, you gotta go this way. And he's like, the people outside, they're like, they're gonna get eaten. And the kid's still, like,
that's
walking towards
it. That's a crazy origin story.
How old was his
Jesus
kid?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. He looked like he was, like, 8.
He's just doing what his mom told him to do.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Insane.
My mommy said so.
Yeah.
They should take away that kid from that mother. That's fucked.
Yeah, and those are the kind of people that buy deli cups.
Got him. Listen, we got to cut this right now. I'm shaky. I'm hungry. I need to get my nut on.
Okay.
All right, anyways, this was the Reptiles with Podcast. Mike. My-